fast-moving storm is rolling through the Northeast this afternoon with a scattering of snow showers and snow squalls. The energy from this storm is actually transferring to a developing ocean storm that will form south of Rhode Island. The storm will form far enough to the east that we will not see any snow impact from that ocean storm. However, we will definitely feel the cold and wind impact as that storm deepens to our east, tugging down another shot of Arctic air for tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures tonight are expected to go below zero in most locations, and we're going to have a very gusty wind out of the northwest. It will be sustained in the range of 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 35. And that means we have the potential for some very cold wind chill values tonight. The National Weather Service has posted a wind chill warning for areas mainly west of the Hudson River for wind chills that will range from 25 to 40 degrees below zero. The rest of the region is under a wind chill advisory for wind chill values of 15 to 25 degrees below zero, and that does include the immediate capital region. Now, for the day tomorrow, high pressure will build in, so we look to have a quiet day, at least in terms of any precipitation. However, it's still going to be breezy and very cold, with high temperatures only in the single digits in most locations. And with that wind, it looks like wind chill values are likely to remain below zero right through the day. Then on Saturday, our next storm dives at us from the northwest. At this point, it looks like we are likely to see at least a plowable snow across our area Saturday into Saturday night. That storm will generate another huge ocean storm to our east Saturday night into Sunday. And once again, it looks like eastern New England is the target zone for the heaviest snow and potential blizzard conditions as that storm really ramps up to our east late Saturday night into Sunday. For us here on Sunday, with that storm deepening to our east, we are going to have a very gusty wind out of the north and northwest. There's the potential for wind gusts that could exceed 40 miles per hour. And with daytime high temperatures only near zero on Sunday, we're going to have some very cold wind chill values as we work through this weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cold, high 5 above zero to 5 below zero. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight with a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cold, high 5 below zero to 5 above zero. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers this evening, followed by partial clearing, windy and cold, low around zero. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cold, high around 10. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers this evening, followed by partial clearing, windy and cold, low in the single digits below zero, and tomorrow partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cold, high 0 to 5 above zero. Region-wide on Saturday, cloudy with snow likely, high in the teens. On Sunday, a chance of lingering snow early, then partial clearing, windy and very cold, with highs near zero into the single digits. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.